In this podcast episode, I will go through the potential complications for abdominoplasty surgery. All surgery has complications, and it's important that you are aware of the risks before you have surgery. Some of these risks are minor and some are major. Some are more common than others and some are less common. So stay with me and I'll go through these in detail. Welcome to the Surgical Podcast. This is Dr. Bernard Beldholm. I'm a registered medical practitioner, FRACS, specialist surgeon, and have a medical registration number of MAD00011862074. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. This podcast focuses mainly on post-weight loss surgery and surgery post-pregnancy. These surgeries range from abdominoplasty, which is a tummy tuck, belt lapectomy, a body lift, fleur-de-lis abdominoplasty, brachioplasty, arm lift, or thighplasty, which is inner thigh lift. I will also discuss breast surgery in the context of changes post-weight loss and changes post-pregnancy. The most common complication that you can expect is wound-related issues. There is quite a bit of an incision for an abdominoplasty all the way along the bottom of your, from hip to hip in like the underwear line, as well as around the belly button. Now, what I tend to tell my patients is you can almost expect to get some sort of wound-related issues, some minor little breakdown, minor redness, a little stitch popping through, things that can easily be managed in the office. And they can be annoying, but they're not usually serious. The belly button is usually always swollen, pussy, and looks terrible for probably about 4 to 6 weeks after the operation, and then it usually comes good. Generally, nothing we need to do specifically, but it can be a bit upsetting when you, in the initial few weeks after the operation. The other things that are probably reasonably common, probably in the range of 1 to 5%, is superficial infections, and we usually give just oral antibiotics for that. And very unusual that we'll have to take you back to operating theater or take you back to hospital. But sometimes we'll have to take you back to hospital for IV antibiotics, usually for a few days, and it tends to settle down. Very, very rarely do we need to take you back to theater to open up the wound, wash it out, or if you have a deeper infection. So those are kind of the things that happen more commonly. Now, everyone gets a bit of numbness on the bottom of the tummy, and that usually takes about three months to settle down. If you're having muscle repair or hernia repair or anything else in addition to the your skin removal, then you will have a little bit more pain afterwards as well. You will find that you might have some pins and needles done, in the areas that are that the sensation is coming back. Sometimes, very rarely, there are a few cutaneous nerves or sensory nerves that go through from the abdomen down to the leg area, especially anterior thigh area. If they are caught in a stitch or cut or, bruised, then you can get a bit of shooting pains down the leg, or you can get numbness, a patch of numbness at the front of the leg. Very, very rarely can you get chronic pain and things that persist for probably... Chronic pain is defined as pain that persists more than 12 months. So that is very, very rare. I probably have had 2 or 3 patients over 14 years that have suffered with that. Now, let's go through all the complications in a little bit more detail. So, with the full abdominoplasties, we tend to use a urinary catheter that goes down, that comes out the next day. With that, there's always a potential for urinary tract infections afterwards as well. Now, scar formation. Everyone will have a scar. We aim to have a thin and the least obvious scar possible, but it can be raised, can be keloid, can be hypertrophic, can be colored, can be faded, so it can be a little bit more obvious as well. I tend to place the scar so it's planned in the underwear line, but again, that can vary as well. Now, with the operation in general, you'll have all the operation complications that can happen with any operation, like heart problem, lung problem, anesthetic problem, clotting legs, which are called DVT. Sometimes, extremely rarely, you can get a PE, which is a pulmonary emboli that goes into your lung. And there is a death rate for any operation that we do. You can get allergic reactions to medications. You can have potential injuries to deep structures, such as nerve, blood vessels, and muscles. You can have itchy tenderness and exaggerated sensation to hot and cold. You can have wound disruptions, necrotic skin. There's a whole range of those things that can happen. So now with necrotic skin, that's one thing that we always worry about. What is necrotic skin? Necrotic skin is dead skin. And it's when the skin of the abdomen doesn't get enough blood supply. So when we're lifting the skin in an abdominoplasty, we are reducing the blood flow. Sometimes if there's not enough blood flow, then the skin doesn't survive and you end up with a piece of dead skin. Now that's called necrotic skin. Generally, what we need to do for that is take you back to operating theater, cut that skin out. If we're lucky, it's only a small little bit of skin and we can restitch the wound. If it's a bigger wound, then we tend to use a VAC dressing, which is a suction dressing for maybe a couple of days, a week or so, and then come back and try to close the wound. Very, very rarely, and so far it hasn't happened to me, the wound is so big that we have to use skin grafts. But again, that is pretty rare for that to happen. Now, everyone has pain after the surgery, usually a week or two of pain, and it does settle over time. Some people have longer periods of pain than others. Sometimes it can be intermittent sharp pains. It can be diffuse pain. So expect pain afterwards. Generally, most of the pain is settled within 4 to 6 weeks in majority of patients. There's always bruising and swelling after an operation. And if we do liposuction as part of this operation, then you're obviously going to have a little bit more bruising and swelling where we've done the liposuction. So that's an overview of most of the complications you can expect. Generally, I think the serious complication rates in a full tummy tuck would be less than 1%. Serious, by serious, I'm meaning things that need to go back to operating theater, things that are going to be a long-term problem for you, things that are going to be, you know, a bit more serious to your health. Minor complications are probably in the range of 5 to 15, maybe up to 20%, depending on the operation you have, what sort of other health conditions you have. For example, if you have diabetes, if you smoke, if you have those sort of things, then that's going to increase your complications significantly. I hope you find this useful. It's very, very important that you know about these things beforehand. Generally, most of the things we can deal with, worst case, we take you back to the operating theater. And this is another thing I want to mention is, even though they are very rare for you to have to go back to operating theater or have to go back to hospital again, this is where the private health insurance is so important. If you're having a procedure with an MBS item number and we have to take you back to the hospital or theaters, then having private health cover to cover the costs of that is very, very useful. See you in the next podcast. Call us on 02-4934-5700. That's 4934-5700, or you can book online and you see a link in the description. I am based in Newcastle and the Hunter Valley in Australia. This is the disclaimer required by APRA. Surgery is a serious decision. You can find more information about risks, complications, and recovery on my website, beldholm.com.au. All surgery is performed by me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and my medical registration number is MAD00111862-74, and my qualifications are, I'm an MBBS BSc doctor, And I have an FRSES, so Fellow of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. I'm a registered medical practitioner, a specialist surgeon, a specialist registration in surgery, general surgery. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. Individual results may vary. All surgery carries risks. You should seek a second opinion before proceeding. The opinions that are expressed on this podcast are those of me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and those opinions may differ from other doctors' opinions. The information provided on and through this podcast is not medical advice and should not be relied upon. It is best effort and for general information only. Do not use this podcast as a substitute for medical advice or self or other diagnosis. Any surgical invasive procedure carries risks. Before proceeding, you should seek a second opinion from a qualified health practitioner. Results, recovery, and potential complications will vary from each individual patient. Photos and videos featured in my social media channels do not guarantee, you're not guaranteed the same result at ease, as they will vary from patient to patient. Content on our Instagram page and other social media pages is published with the consent of our patients or my patients. The content featured in general in nature and does not constitute medical advice. Immediate post-op results may differ from final results. See you in the next podcast.